flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
a thief escaped and the police were after him, and they saw a Zen master sitting in meditation. And they thought, this is the thief. They caught him and put him behind the bars. The Zen master did not resist. He did not clarify. He did not justify. He just surrendered. And the master was in the prison. But he continued his meditation there in the prison. All the time. Sitting still. Lost in meditation. And the peaceful aura which was created started influencing the other prisoners. And soon the atmosphere of the prison was changed. By and by, all the prisoners started mimicking him, sitting still, meditating. He never spoke a word. He never tried to instruct. He never gave a speech. He was just sitting and meditating all the time. Silent and serene. And his serenity penetrated the atmosphere. Few years passed. And the real thief was caught. And police came and said, and apologized profusely. And they said, you are free now. The Zen master said, my work is yet undone. I want to stay here for some more time. police said, when you did not commit the act, why you didn't tell or resisted? Zen master said, that was the will of the universe, and I surrendered to the divine planning. If this has happened, there must be a deep secret. The entire prison was as if a temple, a sanctuary. His mere vibrations transformed the prisoners. And that's why he said, my work is yet undone. Our divine vibrations shape the world. Our divine vibes designs the universe. The universe is the creation of your thoughts. You are the seed. The world is a tree. Thoughts are the bricks from where the palace of existence is created. The edifice of the world rests on the foundation of your vibrations. In today's Murli, Baba said, you are easy yogi. This is the blessing. And in blessing, there is no effort. And in blessing, there is no difficulty. And in blessing, there is no problem. It is automatic. It is one non-stoppable continuum. It is easy. And all of you have got that blessing, which is the Alaukik gift, the divine gift of this age, to become a easy yogi. The path of spirituality is simple and less complicated by our own manipulations and efforts. That's why Baba said, you should not experience any difficulty, any questions, any weakness. If you flow, there is no problem. If you resist, there is problem. Things come and things go. Do not resist. As we said yesterday, an empty boat where people can pass through you. You collide and there is friction because you are full. The disciple asked the master, "What should I donate? Should I donate wealth? Should I donate resources? Should I donate gold? What should I donate?" The master said, "Donate your ego first. The rest will follow." To be the empty boat is to become egoless. This is the crux of spirituality. But becoming egoless doesn't mean that you stop making effort or you lose your self-respect. Spirituality is the path where there is a dissolution of the ego in a smooth manner. When you surrender to the divine will, an egoless person is very easy to be approached. A person with ego is very difficult. He has his own concepts, thoughts, and he's full of them. In the court, you must have seen, in the earlier times, there was one position, a joker, a comedian, in every court of a king, and everybody would laugh at him and everybody was comfortable with him. He appears like a fool, a jester. This is something like that only. When you are so much full of yourself, you resist people. When you are empty, people can come and pass through you. A fool. How to become a fool? That is the crux of spirituality. People should think that you are stupid. But when you have your own thoughts, they fear you. Because they know that the moment you will speak, you will blast. Especially, people get depressed when they see spiritual people unknowingly. They don't really love them from the heart because they feel inferior, because they have certain dharanas. Somebody is doing waking up early in the morning at Amrit Vela. We are not happy with such people. They are practicing unbroken brahmacharya, which is impractical most of the times. They are talking of all the time perfections. So, worldly people are really uncomfortable with spiritual people. They keep talking about spiritual principles. They keep talking about renunciation and all other things. They keep talking about perfectionism. And they indirectly makes them depressed. Even Murli does the same things many times. This is an entirely different approach to become empty. Buddha is filled with so many things. In the scriptures, Krishna is filled with so many things. All the religious gurus are filled with so many things. Though they preach and they inspire, but at the same time people get depressed. because of those lofty ideas which they can't do, and there happens a feeling of guilt within, inferiority, because they also have tried to do everything but nothing worked. And especially somebody comes to you and say that he eats this and he eats that, rather than inspiring, that person makes you unhappy. Somebody says, I have given up salt and I have given up oil. You feel very unhappy and you fear such people and you don't want to associate with them, because they hurt your ego. They are dangerous. Rebellion. Such rebels you don't love. Somebody is doing study of the Murli and somebody wants but cannot do. Such people hate those people. Because you do, I can't do. And how can I acknowledge that I am not able to do? So the only option remains is to move away from such people who are so-called intense effort makers. They are the target of hatred. They become the target of hatred because they hurt the ego. Why you do all this? You should not do. Can't you sit still? The word revolution and kranti is dangerous. It disturbs the sleep. Of myriads of people. A peaceful life. Revolution less life. People love. So, this Murli is very, how to make it practical? Sometimes we need to challenge the practicality of Murli. The Murli says become cooperative and everything will happen. Is it so? Is it really so? Be cooperative in mind, in speech, in actions, in relationships, in connections. In specialties, everything. Just become cooperative. Just cooperate. And you will become easy yogi. On the surface, this looks abstract and an impossible task. But for a newcomer, for those who are well seasoned and deep rooted in the knowledge, they can understand the nuances, the intricacies, the subtle connotations and meanings of this Murli. What he is trying to say. The cooperation is not just of the, it is the mind which is aligned with the divine consciousness, and automatically everything happens. It is not that at Amritvela I'll give this cooperation, and through speech I'll give this cooperation, and through body and this connection, and through wealth I will cooperate, and through my smiling face I'll cooperate, and I will give donation of my virtues and I'll cooperate. As Murli has mentioned so many different classifications of cooperation. Cooperate, cooperate, cooperate. Be a cooperative soul, and when you become a cooperative soul, you become an easy yogi. What is all this about? The crux is aligning yourself with the divine. That's it. Once you are aligned with the divine, things fall in place. You don't have to do anything. Your mere existence becomes a blessing for the world. Your mere presence is a benediction for the world. So Baba said, Sahyog, be a cooperative and you will become easy yogi. What is the soulful depiction of this an art? Think of some ripple effect in your life. The same thing. Some ripple effect. One small act you did and it created a chain, a battery of events leading to something great. You never thought. Think of one such act. It is called ripple effect. One small act, one small thing. A word of inspiration you said to a small boy, and the boy got so inspired that he moved from rags to riches. The story from rags to riches. A small act. Save a diary. You can have a diary wherein you write whatever good deeds you do. And as I said, doing good or being good is the result, not the effort. It is the result of the aligned consciousness. You are in the mainstream and things are happening on their own accord. You don't do or even wish, but they happen. You stand and vibration spread. The Zen master was in the prison. He didn't give any speech. He was just sitting and meditating and the atmosphere was metamorphosed. Can think of some slogans and you can create practical tips for the act of cooperation. Baba in this Murli suggested a meditation of seed meditation. Master seed, I am the master seed. And I am spreading vibes. The whole tree is getting a golden aura is created. The leaves, the trunk, the branches, the fruit. Everything is illumined. The tree has become luminous, radiant, brilliant. I am the master seed. So the path is to become easy yogi. This is the blessing for this age. The path is to become easy. Drop the complexities. Drop. Even the plannings. Just flow. Just move. Sahaj. Only that which is easy can become Nirantar. You have understood the connection between Sahaj and Nirantar. What is continuous? Only that which is easy. Otherwise, the task which is difficult, you cannot do it every day. If I tell you to do 100 push-ups per day, how many days you will do? One day, 2 days, that's it. But if I tell you, just do only one a day, everybody will do. Okay, next day make it 2, then 3. That which is easy can only become a habit. That which is very difficult at the start. Long-standing habit will arise out of ease. So, these are some of the tasks from today's Murli. Be a cooperative soul. Be a easy yogi. Be a Raj Rishi. Be a master seed form. Be a master seed. Be a master world benefactor. These are some of the nuggets from today's Murli. Om Shanti.